Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Hour message. This morning's message, folks, is one I kind of just threw together. I was trying to hurry to get things done around here, and this was where I decided to go. The message, as always, we're going to do, and then we do that. First we do a song, then we do some prayers, then we do the message. So this morning we're going to do a song, but the title of the message this morning is, If You're Suffering a Trial, Know God Is With You. And then I have some chapters and verses, which is Psalm 46:10, Deuteronomy 31:6-8, and John 14:27. And I may have a couple of extras in there as well, but let's go to our song. It's called In the Garden. It takes a little more than 2 minutes. That'll give everybody a chance to get here, find their places, and then we'll be able to get started. But like I said, if you'll find your place along in Psalms 46:10, we'll go from there. Thank you for being here, and God bless you. Thank you, folks, for being here, and God bless you. This morning, we have some prayer requests I want to go to, so let's go there first, and then we'll come back. Darla Wright Shackford, her brother-in-law, passed away this past week, so please pray for Darla and her family. We're going to pray for Sandy Washer this morning for Unspoken, and then for others as far as Sandy. She always asks us to pray for those within her church and those around her that aren't feeling well and that are sick. And this morning I haven't gotten any from her as to that, but I do know that Sandy was struggling this week with some difficulties. But so please pray for Sandy. Sandy needs our prayers today, Lord. Thank you. Concetta and her family, there's some family issues going on, and then some unspoken things for Concetta, because Concetta has mentioned to me this week that she has some things she has to take care of and deal with as well. Pray for Marcy. Marcy's asked for prayers for all those during the storm. But pray for Marcy also, for Marcy's health. Marcy has a problem with her feet, where she's not able to be out and do the things she needs to do, and she has a horse and some other pets down there that she tries to take care of on her little farm. So please pray for Marcy. I didn't see any others as far as I know. Pray for my daughter Madison, my daughter Rebecca, and her children, her husband. Pray Johnny finds the job that he's been looking for. He was working. I hope everything's working out well there. Pray for my son Robert and his wife Erin and their three children. And pray for my wife and I to continue to be able to serve the community the way we do. And speaking of communities, pray for community, the community food pantries. Crosswalks is one of the ones that we work with on a regular basis, my wife and I. I do that a couple of times a week. Please pray for them that they would be able to grow and be able to do more, and that God would be able to find the time for me to do that and prepare the message, because it's been getting to be hectic for me being a volunteer to do all these services when there aren't enough volunteers to do them to help out. So please, that's my other big prayer request, is that we pray that there'd be more volunteers being willing to help in all the communities, not just mine, but everywhere, especially right now with the storm down south. Thank you again for being here, and God bless you. Father, thank you for all these prayers. We just ask that you answer them and answer them in a timely manner, Lord, especially for those that are hurting and suffering. All this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's message, folks, the reason I did this is because I'm starting to see a pattern with people that it's almost as if they're losing their way. I'll say, because there's some people that I know close to my heart that are, they're just down and they're broken, and that's what God wants. God wants us to have a broken spirit so that we will turn to Him. Because in case you haven't realized, folks, most people never turn to God until something bad happens. That doesn't mean that they haven't turned to God or that they didn't get saved, but they don't spend the quality prayer time until that happens. And it's important, trust me. We have to be able to look to God for answers and look to Him for the love and show us what He wants us to do. And until we do that, we're just not going to understand it. The Lord wants us to call out to Him in our times of trouble. And it's expected from God that we would do that. But we also have to know that we don't go anywhere or do anything without God being right by our side. It's important that we know that God is right with us. And that's the gist of my message this morning, is to point out that God never leaves us, He never forsakes us, and it's important for us to know all those things. We don't really see it that way, but sometimes we have to. It's just important that God is always with us and always around and always wants for us look to Him for the strength and the guidance to do what we're supposed to do and do right. And not always do we do that. But it is what it is, folks. And you better get used to it, because God's not going to take care of you if you're not calling out to Him. Psalm 46:10 says this. 46:10 says this. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. That means to be held up high above even our kings and our princes and our government and those that we look up to and our jobs and all of that stuff. When we put ourselves in a position to think that anything on this planet is more important, then we're basically pushing God aside. And we're saying that I know, I spoke to someone earlier today who told me, and this wasn't that long ago, maybe an hour ago, I work 7 days a week. I said, well, even God said that He needed a day of rest. So we all need to take a day of rest. We need to slow down and find time to do what He asks us to do. My mentioning that is this. We forget that God is in control. He's not our co-pilot. He's in control, and if God is in control of everything, then that means He's with us at all times. Am I right? You think about those things, folks. Like I said, be still and know that I am God. That came to me because there were some troubles that were going on this week, different cases, different situations, and all of them come back to the same thing. Are we being still? Are we stopping long enough to seek the Lord and find what he wants for us in our life? It's important, folks, that we understand that. It's really important that we should know him as if he was sitting right next to us, so that we can commune with the Lord, so that we can deal with things on a basis where God is in control and not us. It's important, folks. It's just that important. Now, in my notes, I wrote this. I said, keep in mind who's the author of confusion and doubt. It all started in Genesis with the apple and how the devil caused Eve to doubt the consequences of sin. Satan causes our fears and doubts. And when we listen to God, he brings what? Peace, joy, happiness, kindness. God will give you all those things if you let him, if you stop doing things on your own and just let God take control. If we have peace, especially knowing all will be okay, the devil flees. When we're not looking to the devil for answers, when we're not looking to this world for answers, if we take and just do the right thing the way God wanted us to, then what comes from that is that he blesses us. God blesses us with peace. He blesses us with joy. And he'll show us again and again how many times he wants for us to have all those things that he's willed for us. It doesn't come on our own, folks. You might think so. It doesn't. It doesn't happen that way. It's never going to happen that way. If we look at my other verses that I wrote down, Deuteronomy. Let's go look at Deuteronomy. Because, again, I think it's important we stick with the Word of God. Don't get always over onto our own issues. And I do that. Sometimes I'll drift and I'll think, well, you know what? Psalm 40:10 says, be still and know that I'm God. That means I'm supposed to be giving him all the credit. It means I'm supposed to be exalting him. Deuteronomy 31:6 says this, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. He says that we're supposed to not have any fear. We should be always looking to God for the answers. However, most of us don't do that. Myself included. I'm not certainly not without fault. And I'm certainly not without fear at times or doubt. That's a normal reaction as a human. But if you stay in that, you have anxiety, you end up with depression, you end up shunning people, you end up hiding, you almost isolate yourself because you're in fear. If Deuteronomy is right, and I know the Word of God is, it says, be strong and of good courage. Well, how do you get courage if you don't know what courage is? Well, courage to me is trusting in something, having confidence and knowing that the Bible is right, that God leads us, guides us, and strengthens us when we read his Bible, when we learn the words that he says. Fear not. In fact, if you look at Proverbs, it says, fear is the beginning of knowledge. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Of who? Of the evil one. Of those that are causing these problems. Of the things that are going on. It says, nor be afraid of them. To me, that's the evil spirits around us that cause the doubt, that cause us to lose our strength, that cause us to have no courage, and don't trust God. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. You see that? When you take God with you, you put on the full armor of God, as the Bible says, then what happens is God's with you, and he will not what? He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, it says. That means he doesn't leave you, and he isn't going to let you fail. He's going to stand up with you and for you. You may think you're failing. You may think life is going wrong. You may think that things aren't right. The devil loves to cause that fear. In fact, he wants us to think that, well, you deserve to suffer. You deserve this consequence. And God says, no, I know you made a mistake, and I'm forgiving you. And I'll continue to forgive you as long as you're mine, as long as you look to me and have faith in me. And when you have faith in God, you won't falter. And God sure isn't going to falter. He says right here, he says, he will not fail thee. He will not. That means he will provide for you, he'll care for you, he'll give you the strength and the courage to press on, just like when David took that stone and killed Goliath. He was only a little boy. He threw a stone, and it hit him in the head and took down the giant. The giant could have killed him. But God gave David the strength to do that, and he'll give you the strength to take down any giant in your life. I don't care how big the issue is. I don't care how big the problem appears to be. Have faith in God and know that he's there with you. When those trials and tribulations come, he's standing in front of you, not in back of you hiding. He's in front of you fighting that battle for you. All you have to do is let him. Just pray and ask for his help. In verse 8, Deuteronomy 31 says this, "And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Now, being dismayed means being discouraged. Don't let this world get to you. Don't let the demons of this world confuse you. Don't even bother to think that you're in control. It's hard to do sometimes because, like I said, even myself, every now and then, I get tripped up and I'm like, now what am I going to do? Or how is this going to work out? Well, it always works out. God always provides and he always takes care of me. I can't tell you, I don't know how many times I could sit here and go time and time and time and time and time, how many times the Lord took care of me and still never cover all the times that he took care of me. I could go on from now until I die probably and would never be able to praise him enough for all he has done. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be singing songs of hymns in our time of trouble. And that builds us up, and that'll help us to praise him, to thank him, and before you know it, you're feeling happy again. You're feeling like, okay, I know who's in control, and you put God rightfully in the place ahead of you, and all of your problems, before you know it, seem like nothing, because life is but a vapor. Life will fade away. But guess what? When you end up in heaven, because you're a Christian, the only part that fades away is this old rickety body. And before you know it, you're in heaven dancing and singing and enjoying life all over again with no loss, with not going without a care or without a thing. You have none of that when you get to heaven. Like here, we always worry about how we're going to pay our bills, how we're going to do this, how we're going to do that. Maybe we lose a pet or a loved one or someone, a family, a friend, and we get lost in that. And we seem to forget that all that pain, God's teaching us something. There's a lesson to be taught in all that we go through in life, be it good, bad, or indifferent. God is always watching over us and always taking care of us and always providing for us. And all we have to do is pray and talk to him. Pray and accept Jesus Christ. Once you accept Jesus Christ, you're saved. I had someone say this week, they wonder if the Bible is true in the sense, because they didn't say these exact words, that they didn't know if the Bible was true. What they were trying to do is tell me that there's a possibility that a person could lose their salvation. You can't really lose your salvation. That's why the Bible talks about the prodigal son. Okay? Prodigal son lived with his father. He decided to take his inheritance and go elsewhere. Then he found out how bad life was when he woke up living in the slop in the pig pen with the hogs. And he said, there's got to be something better. So he went back home, and he was hoping his father would accept him. And his father did, and he opened his arms wide. And he took in his son, and he said, get him the finest of clothes that we have. That's my son. I want to dress him up. I want him to look good again. That's what God does to us. We don't lose our salvation, folks. Never let anybody convince you of that. Once you are God's, you're always God. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. No matter how down and out you get, no matter how many bad things you do, you can always turn back to God. He's faithful and just to be there for you because he knows who you are. He knew before you were born, before you were ever even conceived in the womb, he knew who you were and what you were going to become. So you got to learn to trust God. God asks us to draw near unto him, and he will draw nigh unto us. I've heard from many about their trials, their tribulations lately, people suffering from sickness, terminal life diseases, people that are dying, slight cases of sickness. And however, no matter how much they are, none can compare to the loss of a family member or a friend, even the loss of a family pet. But I can tell you this, no matter how bad or no matter how strong that feels, God is faithful and just. All he asks us to do is to be there and talk to him. He says sometimes he's going to bring us to our knees. What's that mean? He wants us to get on our knees, literally, and talk to him about what's going on in our life. And he's faithful and just to hear us and give us what is important for his will, not ours. I say too bad, because many do not understand the power of prayer. And it's too bad that literally we have to get on our knees. It's too bad. It is too bad sometimes we go through trials and tribulations. But that's how God pulls us closer to him, by the sufferings we go through. Because otherwise, we'd be able to rely on our job. We'd be able to rely on people. And you know and I know that that's not possible. We can talk to God till our mouth is sore. If we don't have faith and trust him, it won't make any difference. For me, I realize that praying is how we communicate to the Lord, but we also must believe that God is already working to carry us through any trial, every trial. If we say we believe in God and trust in Jesus, then why won't we believe he's taking all our cares seriously? If we live life as if we're a Christian and serve in Christ and he's our Savior, then he already sees and knows our concerns. He just wants us to come to him and say, listen, I know you're in control. You're my Savior. I can't do this. I need your help. I need your strength. I need the Holy Spirit to work in me, to point me in the right direction, so I'll know what it is you're asking of me right now. And he does that. He does it through our communication with him in our prayer. It just means we should be speaking with the Lord so he knows we're believing and trusting. That is why praying is important. It's a key ingredient in our walk with the Lord. Imagine a relationship, and I don't care if it's with you or your boss or your spouse or your children, where you never even spoke to one another. How could you expect for things to go right? You can't. If your boss says, go over there and dig a hole, then you know to go dig a hole. But if he never says anything, how would you know where he wants the hole dug? You dig and all of a sudden you hit an electric line. Oops, danger. So, I mean, seriously, folks, talk to the Lord. Find out what he asks for you. Every relationship takes communication. The meaning God will never leave us nor forsake us means he is always with us. God knows our sorrows. What we got to do is just stop, take a look at our circumstances, and go, you know what? God's in control. I'm going to leave it right there with God and let him take care of it. He says he'll never forsake us. That means he's always with us. He's never going to leave us. He's always there. We could walk away, but he's still there waiting for us. And guess what? He doesn't even go far. He might be right there behind you, watching you the whole time, and all he asks you to do is turn from the world and look to him. Look to him for strength and guidance and get you through. God knows our sorrows, our griefs, and our tribulation. God is and will always provide, protect, and be there in our time of need. Just because we grow weak only means God grows stronger. How does he grow stronger? Because we give him the control to grow stronger in our lives, to do better for us when we accept him and do as he asks. Our answers to prayers are there, folks. You may not like it. They may not be the answer you want, but I can tell you this. It may be not yet. I'm working on it, and please be patient. I have your back. That's all he says. Look at John 14:27 says this. In verse 27 of John 14, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives it, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Folks, he's telling us, I'm going to give you peace. But you won't get that same peace out of the world. The purpose that the world gives us peace is temporary. It has no real value. And there will come a day you'll be old enough and wise enough to see that all in this world is ridden with moth and dust and corruption. And it will rot and it'll fall apart someday. And you, if you're a Christian, will want to go to heaven if you just trust in the Lord. He'll give you the peace, he's going to give you the strength, and he's going to get you through every heartache, no matter what it is. Just look to him. If you're married to Christ, because you, when you said you wanted him to save you, you wanted him to come into your life, then that's your marriage vow. That's your marriage vow to Jesus Christ. And you may think that Jesus isn't listening or watching, but he's always there. He loves you that much, and he cares for your soul, and he doesn't want you to go to hell. Now, I got one more song for you, and it's A Closer Walk with Thee. I got to go see if I can find it, because I think I lost my place today. I believe I did. Yeah. But it's okay, because that's how the devil likes to do it. He likes to cause us all kinds of strife and problems, and if we let him, then he gets away with it. But if we're strong enough and fight it and go, that's all right, we're going to do fine. God's going to take care of us no matter what, and he always does. This is by Ann Murray. It's about 4 minutes long, so it'll end after the message. But that's okay. Like I said, the Lord's always working to try and correct things and make things right for us. So we don't have to worry about anything. God's always there. He's always in control. If you just accept him, acknowledge him, and know, like he says, and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Just sit still when things start to fall apart, and God will take care of them for you. He'll give you the blessings, believe me. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's our song. We'll talk to you again soon. Come find me, William Preacher Bill Barnes, over on Facebook. God bless you, and thank you for being here. Thank you.